to five now on BBC Radio Cornwall. And with us now is Tim West. Hello, Tim.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm glad to get hold of you. That's all I can say, because you're busy, aren't you?
Been working all week, yes.
Now, you're down at the Kessel Barton Gallery.
That's right.
What's going on?
Well, we're playing this event called Spontanality, which is five musicians, and we're exploring all 32 possible combinations in growing numbers and improvising freely. And it's been going really well, so we're pretty excited.
So you're improvising different types of music, or piano, guitar. What does it mean?
So I'm playing piano. I've got Julian with me here, Julian Bliss, international clarinet virtuoso.
Oh, hello, Julian.
Hello, how are you?
Lovely. Can you play a bit of clarinet?
He's actually not in the room, Mum. They're rehearsing. We've got a concert on Thursday, so I can probably hear a bit of cello going. And that's Matthew Barley, international virtuoso cellist. And we've got Tony Woods. He's playing piano at the moment, but he's one of our top jazz saxophonists. So we've got lots of musicians from different styles. And we've also, our fifth member is Torbjørn Holtmark, he's playing trumpet and electronics this session. And
gosh, that sounds interesting.
Baro trombone, yeah, it's really exciting. So we really, no boundaries, we don't know what we're going to do. We just step up and play.
And music happens. You've got some great names, international names.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic, I'm really excited and really pleased. And the results have been breathtaking. It's more than I'd hoped for. I was expecting to find a lot of chaff and wheat among it, it doesn't quite work. But in fact, most of the time it's working really well. So we're going to have 30 hours of recordings by the end. So.
30 hours? Fantastic.
Yeah. 40 CDs were released. No, I mean, but it's exciting anyway.
So people can come along. Is it just Thursday night, or are you doing it across the week?
Thursday is the concert. That's 7 o'clock. It's about an hour and a half. And there'll be a bit of improvising, also some compositions we've written and party pieces. But people are welcome to drop into the gallery. We're doing the full day Thursday. Wednesday we're just doing about an hour and a half in the gallery. Then we're going to some schools. We're going to spread the gospel of improvisation. I mean, I think it's really important. I think everybody should do it every day.
Well, improvisation, especially as a musician, I mean, sometimes you must play chords that clash, and other times that clash can be very melodic.
Well, that's right. Really, I mean, I don't really believe in discord. Basically, everything can resolve. If you look at almost any chord you can play, you'll find it in a tonal classical piece of music. It's how it moves. So you set up some tension, and then you have resolution. So really, it's not a question of having, Schoenberg talked about the emancipation of the discord in 1908, I think it was. So it's over a century ago. So there's no such thing as discord anymore. It's just how you listen.
Are there only so many notes? You remember that famous quote Mozart got told to him, you've got too many notes. Are there only so many notes that the ear can take in, or do you not believe in that?
No, I don't believe in that, really. I mean, there's 12 different note names which repeated the octaves, but no, it's really, you've got to get the head out of it, and that's what we're trying to do, isn't it, Julian? We're trying to get the head out of the way. And this is, I must say, this is Julian. He's not done this before, and he's stepped right up to the plate, and from his first hour-long solo, it sounded like he's been doing it all his life. So how are you finding it, Julian?
Yeah, it's great. Normally I'm used to playing the notes on a page as a classical musician. I do play a little bit of jazz and improvise there, so I'm sort of used to the concept, but not used to sitting down with four other musicians and just making up whatever comes out of your head. And, I mean, we've had everything. We've had everything from Baroque music all the way through to cheesy pop, I guess, and everything in the middle. So, yes, it's a lot of fun. Some great characters here. So,
yeah. So it's quite freeing, I suppose, not to have to follow a score.
It is. I mean, I do enjoy following a score. There's something quite... there's something quite liberating about improvising. You don't really think about what you're going to play. You just listen and something comes out. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. And yeah, over this week we've had a lot of time to play. Today we were—I think we had about 3 hours each of playing. So it's a lot of playing, but yeah, it's good fun.
So you're not too tired yet, and your hands are okay.
Oh no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'm used to it.
Good stuff, Julian. Thank you very much. Well, it sounds absolutely fascinating, Tim. The concert is on at Kessel Barton Gallery on Thursday, is it?
Thursday, 7 o'clock. Yes.
And tickets?
I think to get tickets, you ring the gallery.
So, I've got the number there.
The website's easy to find. Just Google Kessel Barton.
Kesselbarton.co.uk.
I think that's the one, yes.
It is. I've got it in front of
me.
Hey, listen, don't you tire out those musicians too much. You've got a lot to do on Thursday.
I've got my whip.
No, be gentle, be gentle. Tim, it sounds fascinating. Thanks ever so much for coming on.
Great to talk to you. Thanks.
Great. Take care. Bye.